This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 301, recorded Monday in 6, 2016, in 5, 4, 3, and 1. Exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast with 50% extremely tired co-host.
Yes.
Oh, are you tired?
And it's going to be up to you, the listener, to decide which is which.
Which is because extremely not, tired and which is moderately tired?
And which is not tired at all.
So, I had a pretty how was decent your week? Day. You, day or week?
Week. I actually had a pretty good week. I'm excited about tomorrow.
What's going on tomorrow?
It's possible that I may buy a house tomorrow.
Don't you already have a house?
Yes.
How many houses do you own?
One house, one condo.
Is this for living or for renting?
For flipping.
Good luck to you and your flip.
Our previous flip, albeit, I don't know if it was actually a flip because between purchase and sell, there were like 3 years. So I don't know if that was a flip. But
The time can vary. Many flippers, you know, hold on to houses and rent them out until the market changes.
Which I guess is kind of what we did. It worked out really well for us.
Well, I was thinking...
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry about that?
I don't know.
Well, on Thursday, I went down to Kennedy Airport.
Ooh, that sounds chock full of fun. Were there airplanes?
Usually, yes. But I was sitting there, and they were announcing the departure of the flight to Jacksonville. And I said, if I hop on that plane, I could be seeing Jerry in just a few hours. But you know what?
What?
I didn't do that.
No, you didn't.
Not that you wouldn't have enjoyed it. Because I am a wonderful... Not
that I wouldn't have.
I am a wonderful house guest. But no, I visited another look. I went to Portland. I know you've been there many times. Is that not correct?
I have been there many times.
Yes. Did you enjoy it?
It was work. Did you enjoy it?
It was 102 degree weather all weekend. Record highs. And I was there for a conference. But I did learn a lot about Portland. For example, apparently the weekend that they have a parade. But nobody could explain to me what it was for.
Sometimes you don't need an excuse to party.
I'll accept that. But you do need an excuse to trap me on one side of the street.
And that excuse is, party!
I don't know. I did see a group of people dressed up as soldiers holding a flag, apparently reenacting classic scene of raising the flag at Iwo Jima. I don't figure out how that was appropriate, because I don't know what the event was about. But I had a very nice weekend. And,
I'm glad to hear it.
Then I tried to come home. That wasn't quite so. I spent many hours in the Portland airport. My flight was done. I didn't get in. So after we finish this podcast and I have something to eat and try to unwind for...
All right, so let's get her done.
I'm not going to rush. As I learned in Portland, artisanal has value. So this podcast is artisanal.
I'd go only in the loosest definition of the term.
Well, we put together all of our pieces.
We do.
Don't you know that my show notes are lovingly crafted?
I do.
With only the finest characters?
A through Z.
Sometimes a number.
Yes.
Like Sundar Pichai advised that be more opinionated. In the future about the design of Nexus.
And exactly what do you mean by opinionated? Does that mean he's going to start laying down the law and saying, stop putting all that crap on the phones, you idiots?
I think it means they're going to be more directly involved in the design process instead of to some degree proposed designs and providing feedback on them. I think that they're going to be more involved in
them. Okay. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Won't we find out?
I guess we'll see.
And speaking of hardware... the Nexus player might not be dead.
Okay, now the Nexus player is what? Kind of like an Apple TV?
The Nexus player is reference implementation of successor to... The old version is no longer for sale, but apparently that may just because it may not be that they've given up on the concept, which was the concern.
So let me get this straight. Asus makes the Nexus player, or made the Nexus player. They're not going to make it anymore, right?
The existing one.
Okay. So there's some question, as I understand it, as to whether there is actually going to be a new version or whether this is just a software upgrade to the current version.
Apparently Asus filed new documents with the FCC suggesting that a new model might be coming.
Ooh. So if we were to take this at face value, that would mean that the Nexus player is in fact, maybe possibly not dead, and just awaiting a hardware refresh.
According to the new FCC filing, the new version, which requires FCC approval, a modified Wi-Fi antenna layout, updated system power circuit and layout, updated radio frequency circuit and layout, updated system circuit components, including USB, HDMI, and power button.
Oh, yes, they're going to give us a new power button. I was so excited about that, didn't you? We needed a new power button. The one thing that was an issue with the old Nexus player was that power button. And the fact that we're getting a new power button, that just seals the deal, man.
Well, as the article I linked to notes, the FCC does not need to provide approval for certain other changes, such as a faster processor.
But it would make sense that if they're updating the circuit power and layout stuff, that would imply a new system chip, and that would also include a new processor, which one would hope would be faster.
Well, there's the other part of it also. It is possible that they submitted paperwork for a model that was in development but may not actually.
Oh, yes. That's just annoying.
Yeah, but if it does, if it is released and it gets decent reviews, I might, because I really did want to try out the Android. I tried Google TV, and that was disappointing.
I'm sure it was.
Remember I got that refurbished Logitech review?
Yep. And I'm super sad because remember long ago when Google bought Sage TV? And we hoped that it was going to end up in a Google TV, and it just never did.
Well, you never know. You know that they've done some things vaguely DVR-like, the Android TV. Because remember, we talked about the API a few times.
If you say so, I believe you.
Remember, we talked about playback functionality and the ability to digital sources act like channels.
Ah.
You have a vague recollection?
Vague recollection, but I would not tie that to DVR functionality.
Well, they mentioned something about recordings. But it may not end up in a product, but they did issue a bunch of APIs that might be leading towards a product.
Well, one can hope. I miss my Sage TV.
I don't miss my Sage.
That's because you have a Myth TV.
Which would work much better if the people at Fios would start returning my calls again.
Alrighty.
So Google is apparently been talking about with a personality and possibly a childhood.
Oh, no. I hope it's not a spoiled brat.
Well, I want mine to have an interesting backstory. You know, how about this? I want my assistant to be filled with angst because his parents were shot when they were all walking home from a theater late at night, and he is driven with a desire to find the man who shot them and bring him to justice. No?
Okay.
How about this? I want my assistant to have been visiting a lab and having got bitten by a radioactive computer, turns into a super assistant.
So... No. The important point to note about this story, dear listeners,
yes,
is that it's not actually there. I mean, this personality in childhood, no, it's not ready. It's just, here's what we would like to do. Because apparently, the Google Assistant is the driest of the three major assistants. Or four? I'd go four. Because Amazon Echo.
I don't find that the Amazon Echo has an opinionated personality.
No? Well, apparently Siri and Cortana are much better about actually displaying a personality, and Google wants to jump on that bandwagon. That doesn't mean they've made any progress. It's just that that's a goal.
Okay. I will accept that. So, oh yes, Sleepcast is a new alarm app that you already purchase speakers for your alarm.
As long as you have a Chromecast on them
No.
or some sort of audio cast.
Well, actually, if you look, they support Bluetooth.
Oh.
They support popular brands of wireless over Wi-Fi. They support DLNA Hi-Fi.
Wow.
So basically, let's say you have a Bluetooth speaker around, it can connect to the Bluetooth speaker, play your stuff.
Nice. And apparently, it'll even play music through those speakers while you're trying to go to sleep. So it'll help you go to sleep and wake up.
Well, I like to see new ideas.
I like it. If I had speakers, I would try it.
I consider trying it. I have Bluetooth.
Yeah, but it's got to be horrible.
No, the Echo actually has a...
No.
It's not the...
Really?
The full Echo, yeah, not the little dot one.
I mean, it's probably got a better speaker than your phone, but...
I don't know. It's a pretty decent speaker.
Hmm.
Anyway,
interesting.
Let's see what else we have here. VLC 2.0. At least it supports network disk browsing and it merges and phone versions of the app.
Ooh, nice.
Have you ever used VLC on your phone?
Not on my phone.
Okay.
I don't know how to set up... folders and stuff so that it could see them.
Samba. Anyway.
I have a hard time getting Samba to work worth a damn.
Everybody has a hard time getting Samba to work.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, this does not preclude the possibility that I'm an idiot, but it means that it's not certain. Okay, cool.
Anyway, Facebook is testing a use less data button in its app.
Wow.
That would mean that they've acknowledged that their app may use too much data.
Which, as I understand it, the only thing it does is it'll ask for smaller pictures.
Yeah, but that doesn't preclude it from doing more in the future.
That's true, especially if more people turn it on. Facebook might discover, ooh, this is a feature people like.
Well, speaking of features that people like,
what do people like?
Inbox might add a new virtual assistant to help things organize.
That would be nice.
And I've been using their reminders.
Ooh.
Yes, I've been using it to remind me 8 hours a non-steroid anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
I've been enjoying the reminders. Google Keep added link previews. Auto-complete lists and deduplication.
The deduplication could be useful. So, well, I'm sure all of this is useful.
So if you add an item that you've already checked off of the list, it's not going to add another item as reactive already had.
That's cool.
I like Keep. I need to make more lists.
I would like Keep. I want to like Keep, but I just never use Keep.
That's what I'm saying. I don't make enough lists. I'm not organized then. So the AP Stylebook has switched the official spelling of the word internet from a capital I to a lowercase I.
Ooh, it's no longer a proper noun. Is that what you're saying?
Apparently so.
It's now just a thing.
Yes.
Cool.
So should this show now be Android Buffet with a lowercase A?
No.
Why not?
Because the AP Stylebook specifies that proper names, like Android, should be capitalized.
Okay. The Pebble Core device, which is a new device from Pebble with watches, apparently will support Amazon voice services. Have you seen the Pebble Core?
I have not. It's a keyring thing?
Basically, yeah. It's very interesting. It's not a watch. It's basically a connected device that there are two versions of it. There's a commercial and a developer version. It's a connected device that the commercial version is for runners, and the other one is more for hacking. So it can record your steps. It has a GPS chip. It has Wi-Fi. So it's a very interesting device.
It's got two buttons.
And the developer edition, you can actually program the
button. Two buttons?
Yes.
It's a thing with two buttons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of things, Google Home, the new Google Answer, the Amazon Echo, may actually just be a Chromecast inside a speaker. just to desimplify that to a degree, it may use the same hardware. So basically, it may be an inexpensive device because basically in the same hardware as a Chromecast, just obviously it would need a microphone. So it would have different connectors to the same board, but that's fine. And of course, in a final note, police are filing warrants for Android's...
Oh my gosh! Which, this is not that big a thing. And if you want to be really freaked out, check out your Google history. The location data, and it'll tell you where you were all day, every day.
Let's see how accurate it was on my trip. Location, you know, it's been a while since I've looked. One second, it's asking you for my Google Authentic. You know, I haven't been at my desk since Thursday. I missed my... Do you miss your desk when...
Yes.
So where do they move location now? I have Find My Phone Privacy Checkup.
I went to google.com/history and then clicked on location.
There we are, location history.
Wow, that's weird. Oh, okay, that's why. I'm on the wrong account.
Location history is on. Let's see.
What? This thing says I went to Atlanta and Spartanburg, all the way down to Orlando, Miami.
Well, let's see what we have here. It says that I was flying for 5 hours and 39 minutes. From Portland, Oregon to JFK Airport. It says that apparently I was at JFK Airport sometime between 9:23 and 9:20 this morning, which is correct. It says that it took me 38 minutes to get to my house from there, and that I was at my house for just under 2 hours. Then I went to work, and I was at work for several hours, and then apparently I took lunch, and then I went back to work, and I left work at around 8:30, and I got home, and I've been there ever since. That's pretty accurate. Let's see what it says I did the previous night. According to this, I can confirm it if it's right. I woke up at the Portland Marriott. That's correct. It says that I moved for 6 minutes downtown. I walked, apparently, to the venue where the event I was at. And then it says that I drove for 59 minutes. Oh, that's wrong. I was on a train. I didn't drive. I took a train to the airport, and it says that I was, correctly, that I was at the airport from just before 8 o'clock until just about 12:45 in the morning. Which is correct. It's much better than it used to be. It's not 100% accurate, but it's actually things go. Oh, this is interesting. It says that according to this, on Thursday at 10:08 p.m., it says that I was at home. But at 10:08 p.m., it noticed that I was at Kennedy Airport. And then it noticed that I was at Portland International Airport. So somehow it thinks that in between me going to the airport, somehow I went home and came back. So I guess it does make it. But that's surprisingly accurate. Ooh, I was at the Pine Street Market.
Wow.
But not bad. Oh, it confirms I was at that kosher mix. Anyway, me and isn't Mike.
Isn't this just kind of scary, the amount of data that Google has?
Well, yes and no. If you had that data, would you not be scared? Let's say that you created your own system to store your location data.
What did I do on my birthday? Apparently, I went to my daughter's art class and Sam's.
Sam's Club?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't been there in a while. But I wonder how far back this goes. Let's see. Do you remember last year in June I took a trip to Israel?
No.
You don't remember this?
No, I don't.
I was away. I didn't do a podcast with you.
Okay.
But I'm just looking here. I have my phone on. Different phone at the time. But I have my phone on me, and it's saying that I picked a date in June. I know that on June 10th that I was in Jerusalem. So it says that on June 10th at 7:55 a.m. local time, I apparently woke up at the Dan Panorama Jerusalem, is correct. It says that at apparently at 10:51 I was at the Dung Gate, at 2:43 that afternoon at the Tower of David, and apparently that afternoon at 3:54 I was at a hotel. It incorrectly identifies me at a restaurant called Ryu. I was actually at a waffle factory.
Okay, so my data goes back to December 18th, 2013.
The earliest thing that I have here is 2009.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, what?
And it has pictures I took while I was there.
It has the same for me. It has the pictures from Israel. So it's identified that June 6th through the 11th, 2013, I was in London, which is also something I mentioned on this podcast.
Oh, wow. Oh!
So June 6th, 2013, which would have been 3 years ago today, according to this, I arrived in London, which would be incorrect because it correctly identifies I would have left for London on the Thursday. It correctly identifies that I arrived in London on the morning of the 7th. In fact, it has the pictures that I took at the airport.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Isn't that interesting?
How can I export this data and use it somewhere?
I know, but wow, geez. That's, wow.
I wonder what format you get it out in. No, because I know you can. Oh, you can export it. Export, delete all, download a copy of all your data. I think it's in KML format. Yeah, maybe someday I'll do that.
Okay, so
amazing, isn't
what's,
it?
What's the lesson here? If you're going to commit a crime, leave your phone at home
or turn it off.
I'm not quite sure that'll help.
If it's off, it won't be.
Of course, it won't. You keep thinking that.
You don't have to make people that paranoid.
I'm not making people. What? I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm just saying this is an interesting exercise. Since the last time that I looked at location data, I'm not sure about you, but you've noticed they've improved the presentation of it a lot.
Yeah.
It used to just be sort of, remember how if you happened to be visiting a place and you had one of those networks where it was bouncing back and forth, where geolocation, let's say you hooked up to a hotspot and it thought the hotspot was somewhere else, it would show you jumping from place to place that you couldn't have possibly gone.
Yes.
I think they've done a lot of work to make it look more accurate. They've added in your photos. So they know when a photo was taken based on the data. And even if you didn't put GPS data in it, they can match it up with the location history of your phone. So they know exactly where that photo was taken.
I do think the cops are getting a little ridiculous, though. Okay, so the case in question, there's this David Flowers guy, right?
Yeah.
And he was arrested for a robbery. And the cops asked for his location data from the time the phone was activated until the day he was arrested. Doesn't that seem a little excessive?
Yeah, that's why scope is so important. The importance of scope is basically you should ask for only the data you need, not every single bit of data. Asking for a lot of data is basically a phishing
attack. Yep.
Anyway, I think that brings us to the end of our podcast. How about we do this again next week? Actually, no, next week. Would you be able to reschedule for Tuesday the 14th?
Sure.
Okay. I do apologize, but next Monday until dark is a religious holiday. So while I could theoretically after dark possibly do the podcast, I don't want to really, if that makes
sense. Okay.
Okay, well, there's a sandwich waiting for me, so I'm going to go.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night, folks, and thanks for listening. See you next week on a different day and a different time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.